It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. It looks like there will be a record number of foreclosures this year, with well over 1 million homes being repossessed. But there are serious questions about the way many of those foreclosures have been carried out. Prosecutors are investigating whether some of the country's largest banks committed fraud. This comes after company employees acknowledged that they failed to conduct the required reviews. So far, Bank of America, Chase, and GMAC Mortgage have put tens of thousands of foreclosures across 23 states on hold. Lawmakers want a nationwide moratorium. Lawsuits are in the works. NPR's Chris Arnold has our report.
Here's what everybody's trying to figure out. Is this just a costly paperwork glitch for the banks or another serious mortgage fiasco for the whole country? Thomas Lawler is an economist and former vice president at the mortgage giant Fannie Mae.
Right now, you know, good Lord, I've tried to read everything I can. I've called tons of people. I'm trying to figure out how big is this issue, and the answer seems to be nobody really knows.
Nobody knows how the courts are going to react to all this, but everybody is taking this very seriously, in part because it's possible that the major lenders were committing fraud in hundreds of thousands of foreclosure cases over the past several years.
The sheer volume and magnitude of the number of cases that were done.
So here's what the banks were allegedly doing. 23 states have laws that require that lenders file an affidavit with the court before they foreclose and take somebody's house. The person signing the affidavit is swearing under oath that they have reviewed the case and that everything is accurate. The problem is that bank employees admitted in depositions that they were not actually reviewing these documents, but were signing off anyway. Richard Cordray is the attorney general in Ohio.
That's a fraud on the court. It's a basic subversion of our legal system, and it does not sufficiently respect people's private property rights.
For their part, the lenders, GMAC Mortgage, Chase, and Bank of America, in written statements, basically all say that the underlying facts behind these foreclosures were sound and that they weren't taking people's homes for no reason. While the person who actually signed the affidavits may not have performed a review, J.P. Morgan Chase says, quote, the affidavits were prepared by appropriate personnel with knowledge of the relevant facts based on their review of the company's books and records. So maybe this is just a problem of being sloppy and too casual with the paperwork and who signed it. But don't try to suggest that to Ohio's attorney general.
Chris, you've just described it as being casual or sloppy. That's not what we have here. What we have here is lying under oath. The facts may or may not be correct, and this seems to have been an industry-wide practice where the companies encouraged this and required it of their employees to commit deliberate fraud on the court in case after case after case.
Attorney General Cordray says it's also eerily similar to the industry-wide sanctioning of mortgage fraud that helped to create the whole foreclosure crisis in the first place. So the state of Ohio is now suing GMAC Mortgage, whose parent company is an NPR underwriter. The attorney general is also investigating Chase, Bank of America, and two other major lenders.
We have filed a lawsuit against GMAC Mortgage and their parent company, Ally, and we consider each separate incident of a false affidavit filed in a case warranting full penalties of $25,000 per incident.
Okay, $25,000 for each homeowner, and there have been millions of foreclosures. This could be a serious next shoe to drop for the mortgage industry.
That is so much bigger than a shoe.
William Black is an associate professor of economics and law at the University of Missouri at Kansas City.
This is dropping the nuke if this happens.
Black says if judges start digging deeper into the foreclosure mess, they're also going to find that many loans from the housing bubble were so badly documented that many are unenforceable. And that'll be an even bigger mess. To see if all this was just too doomsday-ish, though, we called Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff.
No, I think it's quite important because housing may well have further to drop.
And Rogoff says a big snarled process in the courts would prolong the foreclosure crisis.
It would be better to get it over with, have housing prices adjust, and then start going up again. And this slows it down. It creates a huge cloud of uncertainty. But at the same time, there's a fairness issue. What do you do?
Meanwhile, the controversy has now reached the White House. President Obama says he will veto a bill that could have allowed lenders more flexibility in signing court documents and speeding up foreclosures. Chris Arnold, NPR News.